This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Professor Mahendra P. Lama, a distinguished development economist and chairperson of the Pangsu Pass Trade Study Group 2022, called on Arunachal Pradesh Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak at Lok Bhavan Itanagar today. During the meeting, Professor Lama formally submitted a comprehensive set of reports including the findings and policy recommendations of the Pangsu Pass Trade Study, an initiative commissioned by the Arunachal Department of Industry, Trade and Commerce. He outlined the evolving development dynamics of Northeast India and emphasized the immense potential of reconnecting Arunachal with Southeast Asian economies through historic trade routes such as Pangsu Pass. He highlighted how improved connectivity, border trade facilitation and infrastructure development could catalyze livelihoods, entrepreneurship and cross-border cooperation. Today, Deputy Chief Minister Chauhan Amin inaugurated a series of key infrastructure projects under the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana at under Wakro Circle in Lohit District. The projects include the Khamphai Bridge on the Khare Tilai Road, the NH-15 to Samblu Road, along with the Falnala Bridge and the Medo to Nangmo Road. The Khamphai Bridge on the Khare Tilai Road stands as the longest bridge under PMGSY in the state. Arunachal Pradesh Agriculture Minister Gabriel De Wongsu, along with delegation of Arunachal Progressive Farmers and officials from the Agricultural Department, are in Malaysia to study the latest advancements in oil palm cultivation. Yesterday, they visited SD Guthrie Seeds and Agricultural Services at Kerry Island, Selangor and Banting, a pioneer in oil palm seed production and leading global supplier, along with the Deputy High Commissioner of India in Malaysia. Minister Wongsu said the exposure will significantly aid the efforts to adopt advanced techniques and enhance oil palm cultivation and productivity for farmers in Arunachal Pradesh. Acting on specific intelligence inputs, a joint operation was launched by Assam Rifles and Arunachal Pradesh Police on 30 April in the general area of Pancho Colony, Khonsa Tirap District. Displaying swift action, professional excellence and relentless pursuit, Assam Rifles played a decisive role in the successful apprehension of three insurgents of NSC NK Nikki Sumi, along with arms and ammunition, mobile phones, GPRN letters and brown sugar worth approximately ₹500. The apprehended individuals are Wingam Angam, 33 years, Johnny Riba, 21 years, Rajapeyu Khechan Khete, 30 years. The apprehended individuals along with the recovered items have been handed over to Arunachal Pradesh Police, Khonsa, for further investigation. In recognition of her unwavering dedication and passion for Indian classical dances, the Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, presented the prestigious Land of Rising Sun Medallion for Excellence to Miss Manami Moyer Gamblin, a student of Vivekananda Kendra Vidyalaya, Nirjuli, at Lok Bhavan Itanagar on Friday. Miss Manami Moyer Gamblin, daughter of Moyer Riba, Assistant Professor, RGU and Daman Gamblin, is currently pursuing her Visarad in Kathak in Nrityangan Dance and Music Academy, Itanagar. Her talent has earned her opportunities to perform on prestigious platforms including the G20 Summit and C20 Summit and the centenary celebrations of His Holiness at Dharamsala, among others. The annual training camp 0.5 for the National Cadet Corps was flagged off today at Jawahar Navodaya Vidyalay, Magdong, Upper Subansiri, marking the beginning of a 10-day residential training program aimed at the overall development of youth. 327 cadets are participating. On the occasion, Chief Guest and Resource Person Mobia Tai, ADC Koda, highlighted the crucial role of youth in nation building and urge the cadets to actively shoulder responsibilities towards the development of society and the nation. In this training camp, resource persons from various fields have been invited to deliver lectures and interactive sessions on diverse subjects to motivate and guide the cadets. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.